You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. With us today, we have two guests who are leaders for economic development and growth in Muskoka, Ontario, in a beautiful a town called Gravenhurst, and they're leaders of the Chamber of Commerce. We have with us Robbie Irvine, and she is the president of the Gravenhurst Chamber of Commerce, and Bob Collins has been on this program a couple times as the former president, and I was lucky when I went to the Santa Claus Parade a few years ago. Who's standing next to me watching the Santa Claus Parade in Gravenhurst, Ontario, but the president of the chamber, Bob Collins. To tell you a little bit about our guest today, Robbie Irvine was educated at Humber College Hotel and Restaurant Program, graduated from the University of Calgary Education Assistant Certificate. She opened in 2004 Irvine and Sons Fine Foods and Catering in Gravenhurst. In 2007, opened North Restaurant and Lounge, moving Irvine Fine Foods and Catering into a new building. And in 2009, opened Backdoor Fish and Chips at North Gravenhurst. And now she has the popular Oran Paddle Restaurant, which I've dined in. It's very good. And a little information about Bob Collins. He's the dealer-owner of Home Building Center in Gravenhurst, at 1111 Highway 169 in Gravenhurst, Ontario. He was born in southern Ontario, studied air conditioning at Fanshawe College, London, Ontario after high school, began career in the lumber business in 71 with Beaver Lumber as an area manager, trainee. He moved to several locations and promoted as manager of even larger stores and to region manager in Manitoba. Our guest today. Now, we had a lot of response. Last time we had a program with Bob Collins, we got calls in from Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont. And let's talk about the vitality of Muskoka. I'm here at Bob's store, the Home Building Center in Gravenhurst. I look out the window. I see a lot of building supplies with acres of land and lumber. And I drove by on this beautiful Route 169 to be here. Let's talk about the vitality of Muskoka, Ontario. Robbie Irvine and Bob Collins.
Well, we're so excited in Gravenhurst. We're part of that larger picture of Muskoka, which I think is seeing a real business boom, which is drawing people and their families to live here in Muskoka. So, admittedly, we've had some tough times, but we seem to be figuratively and literally rising from the ashes and thriving here.
Very good. Robert, the vitality of Muskoka, Ontario.
I think everybody's excited to be here. I mean, there is more people moving up from the city. definitely. They're tired a little bit of the hustle and bustle and the traffic and all of that excitement. Technology means they can work from their cottage or their summer residence. And because they like it so much, now they're converting that summer residence into winter abilities too. So they're spending more and more time here. So that's a big plus for us in terms of people moving up. And the businesses that are here are expanding, actually. And the satisfaction levels that we have are in our surveys, business surveys, do you want to be here, are much higher than the provincial average. So it's great to be here. Your commute to work is 10 minutes instead of an hour in traffic. So yeah, I think there is lots of things going on here that make people realize that they can be busier in a small town than they ever were in the city, and socially, I mean, and they enjoy it. So we got lots of vitality.
Let's talk about summer. It's the middle of summer with the air date of the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. And with us are Robbie Irvine, president of the Gravenhurst, Ontario Chamber of Commerce, past president, and I believe you're still a board member, Bob Collins. Yes. And let's talk about summer. If someone in New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Jersey is thinking of coming up for a weekend or for a week, what is there to do in Gravenhurst, Ontario?
Well, the question I think would be more, what isn't there to do? It is the most beautiful place to come, to be as busy or as relaxed as you want to be. We have a lot of great activities that are planned through the summer here. The Chamber, as well as the Gravenhurst Business Improvement Area and the Town of Gravenhurst proper partner in a lot of events and activities. We just this past weekend finished our spring into summer art crawl, and last weekend we had a very successful antique and classic car show at Gull Lake Park, which featured almost 600 cars and more than 5,000 people visiting within an 8-hour period. And as we look further into the summer, we have a Rib Fest, we have an antique and classic boat show, we have an in-water boat show, Dockside Festival, which the Chamber puts on, and then we're into fall, where the leaves are gorgeous, the tourists are here. It's just a great spot to be as busy or as relaxed as you want to be. There's nothing better than sitting on the dock and reading a good book.
Yes, I was on the dock yesterday, and the view is magnificent with 1,000 lakes and little islands all over the place, and pine trees and birch trees everywhere. Robert, what's special for the summer for you as a board member and for your family in Muskoka?
Well, one of the highlights of Muskoka, I think, is the water quality in all of the lakes. I mean, there's a lot of, I suppose, regulations that some people are unhappy with, but they do contribute to water quality in our lakes, in all, pretty much all of the lakes, that makes it very attractive on its own, and that's good. Robbie has touched on some of the events that are going on, but you know, there's just a lot of stuff. I mean, I can't think of all the things. I mean, you can go fishing, you can go swimming, you can just do just about anything your little heart desires. And the lakes are not too busy that you can kayak, you can canoe, you can paddleboard,
yep.
you can do anything you want to do here, I think. And the downtown is growing and getting exciting. We've got some new businesses in town. Our vacancy for stores is way down. So, you want something to do, you can find it. The Chamber of Commerce is also have map trails or trails for wherever you want to go, and they are. Chamber of Commerce runs a visitor information center. So if you get into there, they know what all the events are that are upcoming and what you might want to do. So, we have a brewery in town, Sada City's in town, and they have events all the time. At night, you can go. They have trivia nights. They have bingo nights. They have entertainment nights. So lots of stuff.
You know what I think is neat about Gravenhurst, too, is you can define lifestyle for yourself. And you can be as busy as you want to be. Culturally, we are a hub with the Gravenhurst Opera House, which is a historic gem. We have Peter's Players, which attracts internationally known talent. And people literally fly in from other countries to see a show at Peter's. So it is just a place where you can, you know, work, you can play, and have a great life. And that commute to work, it might be 10 minutes, but we can promise you there'll be no stoplights.
And if you want to commute to come to Gravenhurst from the city or from wherever, we now have just started, we have an airline service coming to our airport.
That's the Muskoka Airport?
At the Muskoka Airport. And it's 30 minutes from the Billy Bishop Airport in Toronto. 30 minutes. I mean, that means you don't have to fight the traffic on the 400 highway, because the weekends there's a lot of people coming up here, and it can become a 400 series parking lot. But now you can get here in a big hurry and enjoy as much time as you want here. So that's exciting for us. And not all of this stuff just happens. I think we have an economic development guy by the name of Jeff Loney who is here, and he has got some neat ideas. We had a Win This Space competition, so we had some empty storefronts. So we put a contest on, and people had to find a way to see why they deserve to get it, and they got a storefront for a year rent-free to start their business. And that business should be up and running within the month that got it, called the Urban Vine, and it's balsamic vinegar tasting bar and olive oil. So, I mean, it's a little different, but I think I wish them the best, and I think things will be great.
We're talking about economic development in Gravenhurst, Ontario, and I guess it's the gateway to Muskoka. It's the lower part of the Muskoka region, and it's a magnificent, beautiful area filled with beautiful trees and lakes and islands. Our guests today are the president of the Gravenhurst Chamber of Commerce, Robbie Irvine, and board member Bob Collins. If you're listening in Muskoka, or Toronto, or Buffalo, or Northern Florida, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as this station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. A little bit more information about our guests. In 2011, Robbie Irvine opened the Northwest Restaurant at Pride West Marina, Gravenhurst. 2009, present contracted caterers for the RMS Seguin and Winona, two beautiful ships here. 2012, present contracted caterers for the Residence Inn in Muskoka Wharf in Gravenhurst. A little bit more information about Bob Collins, a board member of the Gravenhurst Chamber with President Robbie Irvine. He purchased his first store in Manitoba in 83, then Ontario in 91, came to Gravenhurst in 2004, and moved to the new location facility in 2010. And again, they're at 1111 Highway 169 in Gravenhurst. We have one plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Special thanks to our listeners for writing in regarding our guests. We always appreciate interacting with you. And we received a lot of response from John Kotsimatidis, who owns United Refining in Warren, Pennsylvania, and the Quickfill gas station chain. And they bring crude oil from Canada. Marcus Molinaro, candidate for governor of New York State, and Mitch Flynn with the Ride for Roswell, helping patients with cancer. Okay, we're coming into the fall in a few months. We talked a little bit about the summer. Let's talk about fall events. I know the leaves are big, they're colorful, they're magnificent. Let's talk about fall in Gravenhurst, Muskoka.
We do, as you mentioned, we do the catering. North Catering is the caterer for the RMS Seguin and the Winona. And I know, speaking with John Miller, who's the president of Muskoka Steamship
and Association, he's been a guest on this program.
Has he? Yeah. He tells us that the business that they do in September and October rivals the business that they do in the summer. People flock here from the city and beyond. A lot of our visitors are from China, coming up to see the Bethune House, which is an important destination.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like Disney World down at the ships that time of year. The lineups, the people, everybody having such a great time. So that, I think, is a really lovely thing that we have in the fall.
Robert?
Well, we have the Bethune House here in town, which is one of the national park events. It's the birthplace of Norman Bethune, who was a doctor and became involved in offshore in China. And so he is revered in that country, and we get a lot of visitors that come from China, particularly in the fall, in busloads, to see the colors. So that's kind of exciting to see busloads of people coming to your community and buzzing around and going to the center. There's also another museum here for antique boats, well worth visiting. It's part of the steamship event. If you get in there and you get to see some of the old stuff and see how we lived and how we communicated many, many years ago, it's a great museum to see. So there are all kinds of stuff to see in Gravenhurst. And unfortunately, sometimes I think the folks that live here don't partake in it because we kind of take it for granted. And we need to kind of force ourselves to go back and see the things that we saw 3 or 4 years ago and enjoy them again.
That's true, and I live about a half an hour from Niagara Falls, and I'd say half the people in the Niagara Falls area have never seen Niagara Falls. So that's very true. Now let's talk about this gentleman, Jeff Loney, Manager of Economic Development for the Gravenhurst area, gateway to Muskoka. Tell us why people should call him, write him, email him, and how to get a hold of him if they want to open up a business, a store, a hotel, whatever.
Well, Jeff has accumulated just a ton of statistics on what the demographics are, how they're growing. As a matter of fact, the town's fastest growing demographic is people aged 25 to 40, which is, you know, desire of pretty much everybody in the country to grow that group. So he's done that. I mentioned the Win This Space event, and Jeff was a big part of promoting that along with the Chamber and the BIA downtown. He has a community ambassador program where he has taken a number of people, called them ambassadors, given them a little training course, and presented them with all kinds of information that is on a nice tight little disc, and I have one, and I have three or four of them in my wallet to give out to people to tell them about all the great things going on. So he knows what's going on, he knows the vacancy rate, he knows what he can tell you exactly what properties are available if you're looking for such and such square footage or acreage or whatever your desires. He can answer your question and tell you whether the market you're trying to hit, what percentage is here, what percentage is not here. So, and what I mean, if you're going to start a business, you want to know what kind of people are available to work in your business, and mm-hmm. he has that information available too.
Okay, Robbie Irvine just handed me his card, and it's Jeff Loney, L-O-N-E-Y, Manager of Economic Development. His email is jeff.loney, L-O-N-E-Y, at Gravenhurst, G-R-A-V-E-N-H-U-R-S-T, .ca. His phone, 705-687-2230, extension 280. Toll free, 855-687-3412. And his cell, 705-644-2207. And Robbie, why should a business person want to call Jeff Loney to invest in Gravenhurst, Muskoka?
I think one of the really wonderful things about Jeff is he is part of that demographic that we see so much growth in here. He is, you know, under the age of 40. He will bring people and see the perspective of the people that within that age group. But I think there's value in the fact that Jeff has come from somewhere else, and he sees some of the things that we might take for granted here in Gravenhurst. He sees things with a fresh eye, and he can point out to us, as we work with him so closely, all of the benefits of being here. He has developed a number of programs that have involved people in every age group.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff himself is part of the dodgeball league that runs through the winter, and I think he curls through the winter.
Yes, he does.
And he sets an example of why we should be here. Jeff also keeps his finger on the pulse of all of those statistics that are so important for us, and can tell you that the occupancy rate is zero right now commercially at the wharf, and is less than 7% for the town of Gravenhurst, which is down by half of what it was 5 or 6 years ago. Because he's so involved, I think he's the person, he's the first point of contact for anybody that's curious about the lifestyle in Gravenhurst, of living and working here. He coordinates well, I think, with the three business communities that are here, the downtown Gravenhurst, mm-hmm. the wharf, the BIA, and the chamber as a group. He's very good at bringing us all together and helping us grow.
We're learning a great deal from the president of the Gravenhurst Chamber of Commerce in the Muskoka area of Ontario, Robbie Irvine, and former president and board member Bob Collins. If you're listening in Montreal, Buffalo, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Again, we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Again, Jeff Loney's email address is Jeff, J-E-F-F dot Loney, L-O-N-E-Y, at Gravenhurst, G-R-A-V-E-N-H-U-R-S-T dot C-A. And the website is www.gravenhurst.ca.
I think,
yes.
If I might add, too, mm-hmm. when we look at our location in Ontario, we're about an hour and 45 minutes away from Toronto. And we know what the housing prices are like in Toronto, which has pushed a number of Toronto residents up into the Barrie area, which is about an hour north of Toronto and about 45 minutes south of us. And Barrie's become quite expensive. So what we're seeing more and more in Gravenhurst is something I didn't think we'd ever see, which was bidding wars on houses in Gravenhurst. Estate agents are literally saying, offers accepted until Sunday at 5, the best offer will be.
Good.
Yeah, it's a stunning thing. We've moved here 14 years ago. We had our choice of houses, and the pricing was entirely different. But right now, if you look at the price of a condo in downtown Toronto, it being almost $500,000, in Gravenhurst, that's $225,000. And it really helps younger couples or individuals that are looking to start to be here. And to be realistic, there's a GO train that runs from Barrie down to Toronto, so you can still be downtown without the rush if you need to be.
A little bit more information about our guest on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Robbie Irvine's responsibilities for all aspects of both locations include hiring and training in front of the house staff, ordering supplies including liquor, maintaining personnel, files, recording daily sales and performing daily bookkeeping, acting as manager and providing oversight for both locations on a daily basis. A little bit more information about Bob Collins. He's former president of the Gravenhurst Chamber, where he served for 5 years, and board member of Muskoka Builders Association for 7 years. Our guest on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We have a few minutes left on the Rusk Report on ESPN Radio, and I'd like to talk about, if people are thinking of coming up here in the winter, where I met Bob Collins. It's a wonderful parade, I'll tell you. They have these floats decorated with fun and creativity and music. Let's talk about the Santa Claus Parade in Gravenhurst, Ontario.
Well, I think, well, as I said before, it's all about Santa. But the people in Gravenhurst, when they get together for the Santa Claus Parade, we have a big turnout, regardless of the weather. Sometimes it's pretty cold, sometimes it's actually a little bit rainy. But people do their floats. They try, there's a theme every year. I sorry to say, I can't remember if we've even decided on the theme for this year, but there's a theme, and the floats try to follow that theme. We get almost nobody puts a truck in with a little wreath on the front and says, "Here's my float." They do spend some time. They do try to decorate. They put kids on the hockey teams or Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or something on the float to get everybody in the mood. And then afterwards, there's visits with Santa and visits with Mrs. Santa, and there's toys and there's food and all the great things that go along with that. And of course, the Winter Carnival doesn't happen until a little after that, but we have a Winter Carnival. We have radar races. We have, eating donuts on a string. So winter doesn't stop here for activities. All of the people that want to go snowshoeing and they want to go cross-country skiing and downhill skiing is, 45 minutes away, I guess. But winter is good in Gravenhurst.
Robbie?
I think there's a really vibrant curling community.
Absolutely.
A lot of teams, a lot of people that play year after year. Mm-hmm. And it does span all age groups. There's a great program that connects with the schools, right up to retired people who are enjoying daytime curling, men's league or women's league. I talked a little bit about that dodgeball league, obviously
right.
A little bit more active and a little bit more fast-paced
uh-huh.
than curling might be. But this is a group of people that go to dodgeball and then go to one of our local watering holes. Sawdust is one that we've spoken about. And it just, I think, shows people the value of community. You don't need to go home at night when it's dark mm-hmm. at 5 o'clock without coming back out again.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We learned a great deal from the president of the Gravenhurst Ontario Chamber of Commerce, Robbie Irvine, and former president and board member Bob Collins. So please drop us a note. Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, and thank you for teaching us so much about Gravenhurst, Ontario, and why people should invest here, Robbie Irvine and Bob Collins. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.